Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Today marks the third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of Joy, and we are reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 47 to 55, and Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. Our reading from Luke is the joyful Magnificat of Mary, who upon hearing that she is to bear God's child, declares, "If this is what you want, let it be to me. My soul magnifies the Lord. You are the one." This is in contrast to the searching question of John the Baptizer, asking Jesus, "Are you the one?" Consider Mary, poor, uneducated, the totally unexpected carrier of God's gift. In singing her praise to God, she rejoices that God has come not only to her, but to the whole world. God has scattered the proud, brought down the powerful from their thrones, lifted the lowly, filled the hungry with good things. She's not saying God is going to do these things, but that God has done them. Mary's faith in God has her declaring God's reign in certainty, as if it has already happened. And John, who leapt in his mother's womb while Mary was pregnant, is now wondering, 30 years later, if Jesus really is the Messiah whose coming he has preached for so long. What sort of Messiah was John expecting? Someone more political, perhaps. Someone with a desire for vengeance against the ruling powers. The powers of that day and today are so different from what Jesus exemplified. Money and position and influential connections were and are the norm. We're not accustomed to power that declares itself in the humble and the least. So even those who usually feel an absolute certainty of God's presence, looking around at the way the world is unfolding, might be forgiven if we sometimes experience a creeping doubt of wondering just who Jesus is. If even his cousin John could have doubts, so might we. Most of us have certain expectations about how things will work out if we're true to our faith. So what happens when those expectations aren't met? Do we still have the faith to say, "My soul magnifies the Lord"? To magnify in its simplest sense is to make bigger. Perhaps when Mary's soul magnified the Lord, she was saying she was able to see God's presence in a way she'd never before imagined. Maybe it opened her eyes to seeing how God is in the weak, the small, the humble, and this realization inspired her song of praise. What happens when we make larger the picture in our own hearts? Perhaps we can also magnify God's presence in such a way that even the small things we do can be seen as great when we do them to help build the realm of God in our community. Any small gesture we make working for the powerless can be a way of building our relationships with God and with each other. Matthew also shouts for the powerless through the words of Jesus in this morning's reading. One of the main themes of Matthew's gospel was to emphasize that Jesus really was the Messiah that the Hebrew prophets had predicted. As well, God's reign has expanded to include all people and nations. It was no longer just for the Jewish people. Matthew emphasizes that when God's promises are fulfilled, things will not be what people expect. So when John's followers ask Jesus, "Are you the one?" you can bet Matthew is building us up for another example of the contrast between what some people, even John, may have expected, and what the reality of the Messiah is. Jesus responds by telling John's followers to go back to John and tell him of the sick they have seen healed, the dead raised up, and the poor who have heard the good news. John's followers leave, and Jesus turns to the crowd and asks, "What did you expect to see when you went to the wilderness to find John the Baptist?" He says, "Did you expect to find someone all dressed up fancy and living rich out there?" No. He reminds them that they went to the wilderness to find a prophet, and that is exactly what they found there. And he tells them, as great as John is, greater than any prophet who came before him, he is not as great as the least in heaven. The powerful in this story are the weak, the poor, the lame, the blind. They are powerful because of their encounters with Jesus. They are the ones who have recognized him for who he is. Matthew is telling the people, don't look in the expected places. Don't go to the palaces of the kings to find the good news of God. Matthew shouts for joy for those who have been considered the last and the least. John's question, "Are you the one?" reminds us it's not always easy to recognize the face of Jesus when we see it, especially in the small, the weak, and the vulnerable. Sometimes we have to push ourselves to see Christ, not only in people but in actions. And when we do, like Mary, we can shout for joy, saying, "You are the one. Thanks be to God." This has been 5 Minutes of Faith with the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.